What's up, everybody? It's Russell Brunson. I'm back with my co-host, Josh Forty. How you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome, man. How are you?
Doing so good. We just recorded a new episode for you guys. This one's all about funnels, and I think it went a different direction you thought it was going to go, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. A little bit.
Yeah.
I think it was super good. Enjoy
because the question was like, what is the next funnel? Like, what's the thing? And it wasn't a funnel thing. It was something different. So I think this episode you guys are going to enjoy. Been so exciting for me. I literally woke up at 5 a.m. every morning this week because I'm geeking out on the thing that you're going to learn about. Hopefully it'll help you guys with all your funnels, no matter if you're running a webinar funnel or a book funnel or a challenge funnel or whatever. It doesn't really matter. This principle you can overlay on top of all of them. It'll make them all better. So that said, should we keep the theme song?
Let's do it.
Let's go. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Now we got to move into, I want to move into funnels, dude. Okay. This is a topic that continued to come up. So kind of a backstory when we were preparing for this episode, guys, like Russell hit me up and was like, do you want to do a podcast together? And I was like, yeah, what do you want to do it on? He's like, I don't know, find something. And I'm like, oh, all right. And
you so tell me.
I do what I always do. And I go to the community. Right. And I'm like, if the community tells me, I loved Poland's presentation at Funnel Hacking Live. Right. It's like, go ask your community. Like, what did they tell you? And so that's what we did. I went to my Facebook group and I went on my Instagram, and like, luckily I have a pretty engaged following that, you know, will give us lots of feedback back. Right. And this theme that kept coming up was funnels. Right. And obviously this is your world, but it was interesting because I've been talking with several different, like, kind of higher level people that are, you know, like, how all the funnels, they made tens of millions of dollars or whatever. And it's like, this funnel's not really working anymore. Like, this model's kind of working here. Like, this type of funnel is working, right? And so there's like, I feel like we're in this phase of like, kind of funnels are almost like evolving, right? Where it used to be that you could run an ad to a webinar and sell a $9.97 product and make $1 million, right? Like, and high profit margins, and you can make it work, right? But I was talking to Dan Henry the other day, and he's like, dude, I can't even make that work anymore, right? And he's like, and I'm brilliant at ads, right? And like Sam Ovens, I was talking to him the other day.
I'm Dan Henry, I know everything.
I love Dan. And like Sam Ovens was like, man, like we're probably gonna shut down our front end $2,000 program, and we're gonna, you know, kind of transition up and kind of evolve the way we do funnels, right? And so like, funnels are the thing, obviously, right? They're gonna be around forever. They've been around forever. Like, you popularize them, right? But like, I kind of want to go and take this like into two parts and kind of see where this goes with number one. Like, what is the foundation of funnels? Like, what are the things that, like, it doesn't matter how it's executed. Like, the funnel itself, like, this is the thing that works. And like, because I think a lot of people get confused, right? That whenever I talk to a lot of my students that are like building funnels, like, should I do this type or that? And I'm like, the core essence of funnels doesn't change, right? So like, what are the core essence of funnels? And then two, what is the future of what that looks like rolled out with technology? Because like, I mean, I know it's not here yet, and one of the things we'll talk about, but
we got
metaverse, right? Like, and like my wife was like, oh my gosh, ask Russell if I'm going to be able to walk into the metaverse, and Russell's going to be right there being like, hey, do you want to buy my funnel cake?
In the
click
metaverse.
This button and you go into a portal. Instead of another page, you enter a new world, and it's Russell's world. Like, that'd be so cool, right? So, but like, what, let's start with the kind of the foundation of funnels. Like, when someone is building a funnel, when they're looking at it, like, what are the core pieces that they're actually looking at? Like, take us back to the foundation of that, because I think a lot of people miss that or forget.
Yeah, so I'll take you back in history, back in time. So back to my beginning. Tell you what example I have sitting here on my desk I can show you. So the core, like, the thing you have to understand why funnels are essential and why they'll always be here comes back to my favorite Dan Kennedy quote of all time, which is, whoever can spend the most money to acquire a customer wins. Like, this is the foundation of everything else you have to understand.
Like, 7,000 speakers at Funnel Hacking Live all said that.
yeah, because it's a thing, right? In fact, you'll see, like, if you look at the, and maybe we'll get into this, like, my next move, what's happening next year for me, like, I'm looking at this, all ties into that as well. Like, why did I buy Dan Kennedy's company? Why am I doing these things? And I'll show you, it's literally to solve that exact same question. So when I got started 20 years ago, people didn't have offers yet. They just had a product, right? So you would be like the say book, like, okay, here's my book. And I would just sell a product, right? And that was what I was selling. And it worked for a long time. And then guess what?
everyone else is like, oh, dude's making money with a product. I can make a product. They make the same product. Now you got 10 people selling a product that's similar, right? And so then it's harder to compete because now you're no longer a unique thing. You are a commodity. And anytime you're a commodity, the person with the lowest price always wins. So as soon as everyone's doing it, you got to drop the bottom and then you lose your margin. And then life sucks because if you don't profit, what's the point of what we're doing, right? So there's the first phase. So then the next phase is like, okay, well, I got a product. Everyone's got the same product, but how do I turn this from a product into an offer? That was the first evolution, right? It's like, hey, well, you buy my book. You're also going to get my book, but you're also going to get my video course, my audio course, and my checklist, and my, and all of a sudden you make something truly unique again, where it's like, not just a product, but this is my offer that's specific and unique to me that nobody else has. So that was the next evolution. And we got really good then at making offers that were sexy. It's like, oh yeah, everyone's selling this, but mine, if you get mine, you also get da, 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 these other things, right? And that's where this whole offer development started happening. In my mind, probably 15 years ago is when this became the thing that we all focused on. And whoever had the best offer was going to win. Because ads didn't ship that much. It was just kind of like you're competing. So now you're competing with six different people or 10 different people. So because that, you know, Google Ads, AdWords cost went up because there's 20 people bidding on the same keyword versus just you initially, right? Now you're coming in, you make a better offer. Then you get the lion's share of people buy from you because your offer is the best, right? And that was kind of the next phase. And then, of course, the market evolves. Everyone gets smart. Everyone starts making good offers. Now it's like maybe they're unique offers, but they're all good offers. Now it's like that, the, you know, the market's getting fragmented up again. And so this is where the evolution now of funnel started happening, where, and it was before we didn't have one click upsells back in the day, but the first thing was like, you buy my Potato Gun DVD, you fill in your credit card, you buy it. The next page, like, do you want the Potato Gun kit? Cool, get your credit card back out and fill it out again. They'd fill out all the credit card again.
Oh, dang.
But even with that, you know, there's no one click upsells, man, like 15, 20, 30% of people would buy the second thing. And all of a sudden, like, you know, I'm selling Potato Gun DVD, but I'm making $200 on the back of the kit that nobody else selling Potato Gun DVDs is doing. I could outspend them all. So even though, like, you know, cost me more per click, I was able to get all the clicks because I made way more money than anybody else. So I was able to dominate the market. And that was kind of the next phase. And what's interesting is that depending on the market you're in, depends on where this is. For example, I'm in a fun phase where I wanted some side projects. So I'm launching a couple supplement companies. The first supplement company launched is called Zuma Juice. It's a green drink company. And some of you guys know, I actually worked with Drew Canole and his team back in the day on Organifi and helped them launch that when it first came out 7 years ago. And help them build an actual funnel. And what's interesting is because of that, the green drink market is sophisticated. Like I went and funnel hacked probably 30 green drink offers before we built Zuma Juice. And all of them have pretty advanced funnels. Like everyone's doing the best practices pretty well. Second company that we're starting, I acquired a bone broth company. And so I took, got a bone broth company and went funnel hacked every bone broth offer. And that market's new. Nobody had a funnel. Not one. They have an offer, they have a product, that's it. And I'm like, I'm walking into virgin funnel territory. Like, we'll be the biggest bone broth company on the planet in like 30 days because there's nobody who understands any of what we're talking about. Like, we outspend everybody 10 to 1 because we understand the funnel structure. So, like, so depending on what market you're in, some markets haven't even evolved to the funnels yet. Some have, but that's exciting. If they have, it's like, cool, we got, you know, we can funnel hack, we can get good use, you know, good ideas of what's working. If it hasn't, like, man, you can bring all this if we know into these markets and just dominate and destroy them all. It was funny as we were buying, as I was funnel hacking all the bone broth offers, I was like, there's literally not a single upsell, order form bump, email sequence, like nothing. Like, I was just like, this is like, oh, embarrassing, almost too easy. that was the next phase though, right? And then to your point, like initially it was like, in fact, I remember 10, like pre-ClickFunnels, almost every funnel was the same. It was a video sales letter, order button, order form, upsell one, upsell two, downsell, thank you page. Like that was what a funnel was. In fact, if you look at before we launched ClickFunnels, the first TNC event, Ryan Dice and Perry, and they had this whole TNC event talked about like here's the funnel. And they had a funnel and there's only one. And it was just like, this is the five steps of every funnel. And it fits like, it was like tripwire. They had like these five steps, like tripwire, profit maximizer, they had five or six, they had name for each page. And it was like, this is a funnel. And in reality, that's whatever, like that was the funnel. Like there weren't funnels. It was like, this is a funnel. Like this is kind of the one. And at the time I was writing the .com Secrets book and we'd been playing with different ones, but there wasn't a lot of this thing out there. It was just kind of like, for the most part, like there was a funnel. After ClickFunnels came out and it gave people the ability to create things fast and start innovating, creating ideas, and then I was like writing all my ideas in the book and people were doing stuff. It started evolving quickly. The last 7 years have evolved where now there's been like a million different funnel things come out from like webinar funnels, auto webinar funnels, high ticket funnels, low ticket funnels, tripwires, SLOs, VSLs, challenges, paid challenges, free challenges, you know, challenges to a webinar, challenges to high tickets, you know, like a webinar to high ticket. Like there's a billion variations that come from that, right? Which probably gets people overwhelming. And so this one I want to tell them because this kind of comes back to your first question. It's like, what is it? The reality is, it's going to be shocking for most of you guys. What funnel type you use doesn't really matter. Mm. They all work. The thing that matters is the offer. Like, you still have to make the sexiest offer. That's still the most important. Like, we acquired Dan Kenny's company and we're doing this merger. And like, I've spent, I said podcast episode this morning driving to the office. I've been up every single morning at 5 a.m. because I'm so excited. Because I'm like, we have a funnel, like, we pick a funnel structure, we have all the products, right? I spend a week every morning at 5 a.m. from 5 till like 7:30 when my kids are getting up, in there writing the page for the copy and the offer and tweaking. Like, that's the thing. Like, the sexiness of the offer that gets people in is the key. And so I can get them in, I can use this to get them in a webinar, in a challenge, in a free plus shipping. It doesn't matter. It's like, the offer is the thing that puts people in momentum, right? And so, and the thing that I'm selling, I could sell it in the webinar, I could sell it in the challenge, I could sell it in all the different funnels. It would fit in all of them. I'm picking the one that I'm using because I think it's going to go for like the launch campaign. It's the one that'll probably get sales the fastest, but it'll work in all of them, right? And so it's understanding that, like, it's still coming back to the core fundamentals. Like, the funnel structure is a sales process. All of them will work. You just got to figure out a better way to sell. Like, that's the harder thing that people are missing.
All right. So let's talk. I want to dive into that offer when you say specifically here, because I think, and this is just from coaching with a lot of people, like, the questions that I get asked when I, you know, like, talk about this type of stuff. So, like, you've got, like, you talk about the offer as the sexy thing, but like, how does the offer affect getting somebody to opt in? How does the offer affect my ad? How does the offer affect the training? Right? Like, I don't show my offer until the end, right? Like, after the whole thing. So how does that affect every other step of the funnel?
Okay. Great question. So I don't know if I can see one here. So, all right. So, sorry, I had all the examples here a second ago. Oh, well, I'll just tell you the story. So when Dan Kenny started his newsletter, right? Like, in the Dan Kenny company, like, the newsletter is the foundation of everything, right? Mm-hmm. And we could do a whole podcast episode just on psychology of the original GKIC when Bill Glazer was running with Dan. But the newsletter
sounds like a sexy topic.
Yeah, it'd be really fun, actually. I love it. In fact, it's funny because, like, I spent so much time with Bill Glazer geeking out about, like, I knew their business really well. And when they sold it the very first time, people who bought it didn't understand the business. And I saw within weeks of them destroying the foundation, I was like, you guys literally don't know what you bought. Like, you should have asked some questions before you wrote a check that big. Anyway, but the core is the newsletter, right? And so I had a chance to go back in the archives. Like, I literally, like, they gave me, here's Google Drive, everything that's ever been created. So I'm like, this is... it's insane. Like, for
it's nerdy Christmas morning Russell, like,
everything Dan's ever said is in this drive, and most of it no one's ever seen before. So I'm freaking out, right? But the newsletter started back in like 1995-ish. I was like 15 years old when it started, and it was just a newsletter. That's all it was, right? It's like a product. That's how they sold it. And from 95 till I think I was probably 23, 24. So 2004, 2005-ish is when Bill Glazer bought the company from Dan and kind of ran it. And then they launched it. Instead of a newsletter, they launched it as an offer. And the offer at the time, I still remember the day it happened because I got like 400 emails from like Yannick Silver and all the different gurus at the time. They all started emailing about this Dan Kenny offer, and it was called the most incredible free gift ever. And in fact, internally in the company, they called it the MIFGE offer, M-I-F-G-E, the most incredible free gift ever. And what it was like, hey, when you sign up for Magnetic Marketing Net Letter, what you're going to get is you're going to get, I think it's like $639.93 worth of money-making material from Dan Kenny himself, right? So it was like, we'll give you all this cool stuff when you sign up for the newsletter. And it was like the bribe. It's kind of like, if you guys remember back in the day, Sports Illustrated, it's really hard to sell Sports Illustrated issues. So what they would do is they would have TV commercials where like, here's Sports Illustrated, 12 issues a year about the best sports. When you sign up today, we're going to give you, and then they had their version of the most incredible free gift offer. It was this huge football clock and the Sports Illustrated swimsuit offer issue. Like, that was the MIFGE offer for Sports Illustrated, right? And so Dan had their MIFGE offer, and they went from having, you know, 500 or 600 subscribers at the time to Bill built it up to over, I don't know, 10, 15, 20, I don't know how big it got at its peak, but, you know, 10,000 plus members. And it was because they took newsletter and they made it an offer, and that's how they launched initially, right? And so the MIFGE is how they did it. Now fast forward to Russell gets access to all this stuff. I'm like, this is amazing. So I'm trying to sit, I sat down Monday morning, no, sorry, it was last Saturday. I was like, I wanted to write, I didn't want to do all the pages in the offer. So I have some of my team doing upsells and downsells. So I was like, the landing page, this is mine. Like, I want to write it because I want to make sure I get the offer right and everything, because this is like, everything hinges on this. Yeah. The landing page is broken, nothing works. And so I went and I funnel hacked. I found every newsletter sales letter I could find throughout time. Like I just went deep in my archives, Wayback Machine, people I knew who published newsletters, looked at every variation of theirs for the last 10 years. Like I totally geeked out like Russell does, right? Funnel hacking. Like I want to understand how people are structuring their newsletter offers. Agora's got a ton of them, right? So I'm looking at tons of them. And everyone I looked at, I come back to like the Dan Kennedy one. I'm like, this offer is just not sexy anymore. Like $639 of money-making information sounded cool in 2003, but today it's like every opt-in people are giving me $1,000 worth of free crap. So it's like, it wasn't right. That sexy.
Inflation, baby. Oh my word.
Yeah. And then I'm like, now my funnel nerds are going to go and they're going to sign up for this newsletter and they're going to get this newsletter from Dan. He's talking about direct mail and faxing and they're going to be like confused and they're going to cancel. So I'm like, you know, like I have this weird opportunity. It's like, this is just not the right thing. And I was like, how do I make this sexy, excited? Like, how do I get myself excited to email about it? And then Dan's just like an email. Like I get affiliates on board and other people. Like, how do I make this sexy so that I can create the noise? So that when there's an ad, there's a good enough hook in the ad that people are going to click. Because the ad's like, old marketing grumpy genius is going to give you $600 or $639 money-making material for free when you join his newsletter. Like no one's going to click on that, right? The hook sucks right now. It was good in 2003, horrible in 2021, right? And so I'm like sitting there and I spent 3 hours and I just going through stuff. And I was like, no matter how hard I tried, like the offer just didn't feel right. And I'm not explaining it other than I was like, I know I wouldn't click and I know I wouldn't buy. And I don't want to email my list to tell them about it because it's not that exciting.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Like, how do I structure this in a way that's going to be really exciting? And so that was the problem. This is where I got stuck at. Right. And then after about 3 hours of it is when I had the light bulb. I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. So all the current Dan Kennedy customers, like they love Dan, they're obsessed with him. And that actually, this is a fascinating stat. You'll appreciate this. Have you read 1,000 True Fans?
I love that book.
It was crazy. So so Dan's company was sold initially like 10 years ago from Bill Glazer, sold it. In the last 10 years, they haven't bought a single ad. So that's like the attrition of the company that's been happening. And I'm acquiring it like, oh, let's buy some ads, right? But what's crazy is 10 years since they bought the last ad, there are almost to a T, like it's like 990 something active paid subscribers still on the newsletter a decade later without any ads at all. 1,000 True Fans. Is that crazy? Like
that's insane.
Really? Like I saw
and you're one of those like, true fans because you bought the whole company.
Yeah. I thought that's a fascinating side note. So anyway,
that's crazy.
Like Dan's people love Dan. They love him talking. Like if they want Dan, but they need funnels. Right. And I'm like, I don't want to come in and be the guy who acquires the company and just like start emailing his own offer. I'm like, I need to indoctrinate them to want it. Right. So it's like, they're going to read Dan's newsletter. And like, how do I bridge that to ClickFunnels? And like my funnel nerds are going to read his newsletter and be like, yeah, like, I don't understand. Like, they need it. They don't know they want it yet. Right. If I can indoctrinate them for a while, they'll be like, oh my gosh, I get this. But it's going to take a while for them to really respect it enough that they'll get it. Right. I was the same way. Like first time I heard Kenny, I was like, this guy's old, boring and doesn't relate to what I'm talking about. And after I went deep in, I was like, oh my gosh, everything he says is literal, like he's handing gold nuggets out. And I was just like, I didn't notice him. Like now I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I need this bridge. And some people know, like when I first joined the Kennedy world, we actually launched my first new print newsletter right afterwards. It was called the .com Secrets Journal. And it morphed from the .com Secrets Journal to eventually call it .com Secrets Labs. And then it became Funnel Report. And then it became Funnel University. So I actually ran a print newsletter for 14 years. We shut it down 2 years ago, but 14 years I ran a print newsletter.
Yeah, I remember when you shut it down, actually.
Yeah. And I loved it, but I just, anyway, there's reasons. Like the person who's publishing it, she had a baby and she retired and all these things. I was just like, I'm focused on ClickFunnels. I don't need to worry about this right now. So we shut it down. But I love that part of it. And I was like, what if I create an offer where the concept, the story, the hook of it, this whole entire thing is like Russell bought Dan's company and they're coming together to give you two things, like the best foundational direct response in the world, plus like the best like internet marketing, like the cutting edge, the new things are happening. So you can have both sides. So you understand the foundation you need to be able to survive Facebook slapping you and all these things happening and, you know, media shifting and changing, but you also have like what's working today. So you can capitalize on things in real time. Like we took those two worlds together. And I was like, and so instead of just being like, you're signing for the Dan Kennedy newsletter, what if it was like Dan Kennedy and Russell Brunt, like two different newsletters, you get two newsletters for the price of one. I was like, that's the offer. That's the hook. That's what gets affiliates excited. We get ads excited. It's like everything gets exciting around this offer. And so, and then every morning at 5 a.m. this morning, at 5 a.m. every morning this week, I woke up and I'm writing copy for this page of like, okay, here's the hook. They're coming in and like, there's Dan and there's Russell and how these things are coming together and the story behind that, how it worked. And then like, the offer is like, you know, the offer instead of just like, here's $697 worth of free stuff. It's like, you get two newsletters. You get the best of direct response, best of wrestling of Russell. You know, every 2 weeks. So you get one in the mail and then 14 days later, you get the next one and you're getting both of these. You get old and the new. but you only pay one price. You get both for the price of one. And then you get all of Dan's bonuses, all Russell's bonuses. Now becomes this like insane offer where like, now it's like, I'm excited to mail my list. Like, we bought Dan's company. You get all my best stuff. And it's to get, and it's this combination. And then affiliates will be excited. Like, it just, and maybe the hook bombs. I don't know. But like, it gave me the energy of just like, okay, now this is exciting and sexy. And like, right. And so I could turn that into a webinar where it's just like Dan Kennedy and Russell Brunson coming together to literally, blah, 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 whatever. Like, opt in here to find out a webinar. And people would opt in because the story, the hook is exciting. Or I can do a challenge, like the 7-day challenge where me and Dan are going to go through how to destroy your business and blah, 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 blah. And the end of it, I'm selling a newsletter. Or it could be a VSL telling the story with a newsletter. Or it could be, you know, all of them work. The hook is the secret of the story.
Well, and it's what it sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong here, but it sounds like you just created this story about the offer, right? And like, now that you know what the offer is and there's a reason that that came together and that like, that's what it is, right? Now you understand the story behind that. I'm trying to think of it like an analogy, like for example, Disney World, right? Like that offer is so good, right? You're literally going into a different world that like it pretty much sells itself once you put it out there, right? And so once you have the story, once you have that idea around what the offer does and how it's unique and how it's its own unique thing, then you can just take that and then it fills the rest of the funnel because like everybody wants that thing because now the offer itself is so good, right? And I think one of the problems that I had, man, for so long is like I was trying to convince people that they wanted my thing or convince people that they had this problem and then that they wanted this thing. And then I would make them an offer on it. And like, they wouldn't get to, they wouldn't even know about the offer or what the offer did or like anything about it. Like until like forced or like right before the offer. And they'd be like, and then I've got this offer. Boom. Right. And because of that, there was no story around it. There's no congruency with it. And so then it was like, oh, I didn't even know that that's what I was here for. Right. And then I would like try to sell them something and it wouldn't sell. And I feel like that's the problem that got solved right there is like, first, you created the offer and the story around the offer and you made it sexy. And then that made everything else in the funnel super, super easy because you were just pointing them back to that.
Everything in the funnel plus all the ads. Because now the ads are fun. It's like, why did Dan Kennedy come out of retirement? Dan Kennedy almost died. Like, what's he doing today? Like, all of a sudden, all these hooks that tie into that. Why did Dan Kennedy partner with the owner of ClickFunnels? Like, why did, you know, is it true that ClickFunnels was built off the back of all Dan Kennedy's principles? Like there's so many stories I can tell now that are hooks that will grab his people in or my people in or, you know, and then the landing page and then, like it creates everything. And the people that are the best in the world of this, and they're also ones make the most money is Agora. Look at Agora Publishing. They're selling newsletters. That's all they sell. Right. But every single time they have these insane stories, like Porter Stansbury's got, I think maybe not still, but for like a decade and a half, like the highest of all the Agora divisions, I think you like $1.5 or $2 billion a year. So like, these are big divisions. Porter's letter one. And the story was like, the railroad across America. And we're talking about like the original railroad, how it happened and all the people made money along the way. And this is the next railroad that's being built. It's the digital highway and all stuff. And that offer was selling a newsletter, but it's the story behind it. They got that like became this thing that built a $1 billion company. Right. And they're good. They're so good at like figuring out the story and those kind of things. I think sometimes we're like, hey, I created a course in the past. You should create a course too. I made money. It's going to be awesome. And then like, you should buy my course creating software or whatever. Like, it's just like, that's not the thing. Like, we're so bad at telling stories. We brag about our result. We tell them they get the same result and that's it. It's like, no, that's not the key. It's the story. It's the intrigue. It's the, we want to be entertained. We want to be courted. We want to be, you know, like that's the game we're playing in marketing. And so when you figure that out, like the offer is actually sexy. And then why is that sexy? Like, the sexiness is not just like you get a bunch of crap. The sexiness is the story about like how this was created.
Literally what it does.
The fascinating part.
Yeah. Yeah, Catherine Jones, what one of her favorite sayings is, when your stories become their stories, then your solutions become their solutions, right? And that's literally what this is like, if you can tell them a story where they get it and they're like, oh my gosh, it's amazing, right? Like, then, you know, go and do it. So like, for example, Harry Potter World, right? Like the story, my wife freaking loves Harry Potter World, right? I mean, like that was her thing. When we went down to Funnel Hacking Live, it was like, we were going to take a half a day just to go to Harry Potter World. So we showed up and then it was like, hey, Miles is like, dude, the bus is leaving for Harry Potter World, right? Like, there wasn't much convincing that has to be done. Like the story is like, oh my gosh, Harry Potter World is amazing. It's Harry Potter World. And it's like, she wanted that thing, right? Because of the story that was leading up to it. There was no, it's like, well, what's Harry Potter World? Like, is it any good? Like, what's this? It's like, no, it's Harry Potter World. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I want it, right? And it's like, that's like the story with that. So that's super, super interesting. So where do you see the future of funnels going, right? Because obviously there's a lot of changes coming with ClickFunnels and ClickFunnels 2.0, which, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Goosting hits me up probably, dude, he probably hits me up once a week and is like, hey, guess what? ClickFunnels 2.0 is awesome and you don't have it. And I'm like, I hate you. Stop.
He's actually building out the magnetic marketing funnel hub right now for me, which is cool.
Yeah. So anyway, but like, what's the next evolution? And we don't really have time too much to talk about metaverse and like kind of where that goes, but we're entering this new world, right? The world is changing very, very, very rapidly. COVID is kind of one of those things that, you know, we thought the internet was a big deal and internet marketing is a big deal pre-COVID. And then you watch Zoom blow up by 3,000% or something like that. And then ruin Zoom for us. But anyway, where are things going that like people should be paying attention to and like going and like actually studying and understanding about like kind of the future of funnels? Because one of the things that I've been really, really focused on and we're kind of getting dialed in is like community funnels, right? Specifically, like I think for me, like one of the things that I've noticed is that it's very, very, it's getting increasingly harder to sell things unless you have a community that's tied with it, right? And so like for me, one of the things we're focusing on is like, how do we build funnels inside of our community where like our community actually like becomes part of the funnel, right? Which is kind of like a cool concept. So like what do you see as kind of like those future things of where funnels are headed, where the big opportunities are going to be? Like what's the next add to webinar to a $997 course? You know what I'm saying? Like what's the future of where we're headed?
You know, I hate to make it sound simple, but if I come back to the fundamentals, like we talked about at the beginning of this call, like Dan Kennedy, like whoever can spend the most money to acquire a customer wins. So you look at it through that lens, right? It went from a product to an offer to a funnel, right? And now with the funnel, I have more ways to make money. And then from there, the next evolution was like from funnel to value ladder. Right now it's like, okay, I'm going to have a break-even funnel and move people up a value ladder. And that's how, you know, I may lose money or break even on my book funnel, but then my webinar funnel is going to make money or vice versa. Right.
Right.
That was the next phase. And I think for me, like where I'm playing, so I'm trying to play for the next 10 years. Like, how do I win this game? Like we're doing well. I want to like, how do I get a point where, you know, Shopify or Salesforce is like, I want to write you a check for $20 billion because you're such an annoyance. Right. Like the way I'm going to do that for me is like, and it comes back to like, why did I acquire magnetic marketing? Why did I write Brad Cowan's company? Why am I doing this? Because I'm not looking at break-even funnels anymore. Break-even funnels, awesome. I'm going one tier back where I'm building break-even businesses. So magnetic marketing, the only goal of magnetic marketing is to break even, the entire company, the value ladder, the coaching, the everything. So every penny made inside of magnetic marketing can be dumped back into ads. I want 100% of the profits dumped back into ads. So this company keeps blowing up and so I can get now all these things dumped into my value ladder for ClickFunnels. Like that's it. Voomly doing $40 million a year. Why do we acquire that company? Tons of lead flow. Now, right now there's, you know, it was $10 million a year net profit. All that money now is being dumped directly into lead flow as a break-even business to acquire customers for ClickFunnels. So I think it's going deeper. It's looking past, you know, like, you know, from product to offer to funnel to value ladder to like, how do I buy or acquire or create something where the only goal of this entire business is just to get customers for free that I can put into here. And I think for me, that's insane. The next level is just like that.
You just blew my mind, dude. Holy cow. Like that's, I mean, that's, you're creating an ecosystem, but in a very specific way. Like it's interesting as you just told that out, just like first it was this, then it was this, then it was this. It's like the thing before it didn't change, mm-hmm. right? Like that's still part of it.
Principle is the same. Yeah.
Right. But it's kind of that next evolution, that next piece of where that comes out. That's fascinating. I think a lot of people need to just really like rewind that and like go listen to that like clip again and like let your brain sit on that.
That's how I'm playing the game. Okay. Yes. Hopefully I might force upset everyone else, but I'm all for showing that with you guys. And so I just, again, for everyone to start thinking that because it's going to get harder. It's going to get more expensive. It's going to get more, we've seen that this year, ad costs have gone up. Like it's not going to get cheaper. It's not going to bounce back down and be cheaper. Like it's going to keep doing that. You know, the people who only had a product back in the day are out of business. People only had an offer back in the day are out of business. People who don't have a funnel are out of a business. People who don't have a value ladder are out of a business. Like so it's just like thinking ahead of that, like metaverse or whatever the next step is, doesn't really matter. It's the principle still is the same for me for 20 years. Whoever can spend the most money to acquire customer wins. How do I do that in a way that serves the customers, brings them in? And then I'll end on this because it ties back to what you said. And I did a podcast on this. It's a quote in the facts I got from Dan Kennedy after his, after the company sold last time, he was super mad at the company that had jacked up his brand and his legacy and stuff. And so he sent this like 25 page facts, like all the things to do to fix it. And there's one paragraph where he said, there's a difference between like why customers come in and why they stay. And he said, people think they're the same things. He's like, no, they're different. Like why they come in is because they see the hook of like, ooh, this thing, they come in from that, they stay for something different. And you have to understand that. So like I had my inner circle meeting, right? Everyone paid 50 grand to be in the room. We had 100 entrepreneurs in the room. And I told him, I was like, well, you guys all came because you want to learn funnels from Russell. But I'm like, the reason why you came is not why you were going to stay here. The reason you're going to stick year after year after year is because of the community. Like, that's it. Like, that's why I stayed at Canyon Rooms for 6 years of my life. It's because the community built and I wanted to be around these people. I came for Dan, stuck for the community. And I think that you start understanding that, that's how you get these people to come in on a front end, but they stay and they buy over and over and they stay on continuity. They stick because it's like, it's that they come in from a hook, but they stay for the something different. And so really understanding that and then weaving into everything you're doing, like you're doing now with the community funnels, which is perfect.
That's amazing. That's amazing. All right. Well, I think that's a good ending point for that topic.
There's episode number 2 of our hangout today, which was amazing. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions. And right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out and actually text me a message, okay? Now the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's gonna happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm gonna be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I wanna make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day, I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.